There's a lot going on these days. People have a lot on their minds. Not only is it the fourth Sunday of Easter, which is known as Good Shepherd Sunday, but it's also Mother's Day, so happy Mother's Day to everybody. All the mothers, happy Mother's Day. And be happy, kayo. It's also the World Day of Prayer for Vocations. And we are rejoicing that we have a new Pope, Pope Leo XIV. Sa Tagalog, Santo Papa Leon XIV. And tomorrow is Election Day in the Philippines, which is not simply a national holiday, but a very important day for deciding who will be the next leaders in the civil government. And our Bishop, Bishop Mercado, has issued a pastoral message about Election Day, and that will be read later at the end of the Mass. So, I've already mentioned five things. No? It's Good Shepherd Sunday, it's Mother's Day, it's World Day of Prayer for Vocations, it's a new Pope and Election Day, and you probably have other things in your mind. Maybe I've already lost you. You're thinking about where you're going to go for lunch, or what's happening, what you're going to do for your mother, or what your children are going to do for you, or I don't know what. But let's take a moment to zero in on the most central topic of all, at least for anyone with faith, the one that should be at the center of our lives, that is Jesus Christ, our risen Savior, the one we celebrate at Easter, our Good Shepherd. We celebrate on Good Shepherd Sunday, the source of our hope for eternal life, Jesus Christ. The reason why we can remain confident and why we can be hopeful as we go forward is Jesus Christ. Now, today's gospel is a very short one, but it's also very rich with meaning. There's plenty to ponder here. Jesus tells us, "My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish." And that's just the first two sentences. He starts with, "My sheep hear my voice." In the world of shepherds and sheep, it's essential that the sheep hear and recognize the voice of the shepherd. Because without that connection to the shepherd, the sheep are easily lost and they're in great danger. Well, we must learn how to listen to the voice of God. "My sheep hear my voice." We're the sheep. God is the shepherd, and he is speaking. We have to learn how to listen to his voice. It's a voice that comes to us in subtle ways, sometimes in surprising ways, sometimes in indirect ways. It's not usually a voice booming from the clouds, sometimes through signs, sometimes through other people, sometimes through events. But the Lord speaks. The Lord speaks, and we have to learn how to listen to his voice. One of the best ways we can hear the voice of the Lord is in the Bible, the Word of God. That's why at every Mass, every single Mass, we take time to read selections, scripture passages, so that we can hear the voice of our Good Shepherd. We hear the voice of the Good Shepherd in the church, in the leadership of the Pope, in the instruction and the guidance from our shepherds. This is part of the reason why the church prayed so earnestly for the selection of the new Pope, Pope Leo XIV, and why we pray daily for the Pope, because through the Pope we hear the voice of the Good Shepherd. And this is also why we have a day of prayer for vocations, so that we will have people, good men, especially good holy priests, who will serve as selfless servants of the Lord's flock. We need this. So this is what the Lord says. "My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me." I know them. The Lord knows us. This is very important. God knows us. He knows you. He knows me. He knows our situation. He knows our needs. He knows it's a hot day. He knows it's election tomorrow. He knows our struggles. He knows our joys, our hopes. Yes, he knows. We should not give in to the lie, which is often suggested, that when we have problems, well, God doesn't know about it, or God doesn't hear us, or he doesn't care. No, that's not true. He's telling us right here, I know my sheep. I know you. It's true. Then he says, and they follow me. Here the instruction is not about the Lord, our good shepherd. It's about us, the sheep. They follow me. He is a good shepherd. That's already guaranteed. But are we good sheep? Do we follow him? We all face temptations not to follow him, to be bad sheep or foolish sheep when we think we have a better solution to our problems, or when our friends suggest that we set aside God's will and do something else, or when we're attracted by pleasure or by power or to escape or money or whatever. Isn't this the sort of thing that distracts politicians and voters? So the challenge for us is to put our trust in the Lord, in our shepherd, and really follow him. He says, my sheep follow me. They follow me. If we don't follow him, we can't blame him when we find ourselves in trouble or lost or in need. It's our own fault, because he's speaking, and if we're listening and following, well, then things will work out. This comes up in today's first reading, this reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Paul and Barnabas are proclaiming the word of God to everybody, and not everyone follows. In fact, they run into some very strong resistance, and this is what the apostles say about that. It says, Paul and Barnabas spoke out boldly and said, it was necessary that the word of God be spoken to you first, so that you could hear the voice of the shepherd. Spoken to you first, but since you reject it and condemn yourselves as unworthy of eternal life, we now turn to the Gentiles. In other words, those who don't follow the shepherd condemn themselves as unworthy of eternal life. The shepherd doesn't have to condemn. Now, there's always hope of repentance, so don't take condemnation as absolute. While we're still here, we can always return to the shepherd, and we shouldn't wait. Don't wait. They follow me, the Lord says. And then, just to take the next step, he says, I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. He doesn't say he will give us a life without problems. He doesn't say that we will have no share in the cross. He says, I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Eternal life, that's the goal. Not earthly comfort, not escape, not entertainment, eternal life. So we should not focus only on what appeals to us now and miss what we're really here for. We're pilgrims of hope. That's what the Jubilee year tells us. We're pilgrims of hope. And our hope is that we gain eternal life. Our hope is not simply that we have a nice day, we have a nice meal, or we have more money. Our hope is for eternal life. And this is what our shepherd wants for us, his sheep. So this is what we should also strive for, eternal life. So I won't say more, because we have lots of other things happening in this Mass, prayers for the mothers and prayers for the wedding celebrations and prayers for the election. But let me simply conclude with this. We thank the Lord for our mothers. We pray for them. We thank the Lord for the Pope. We pray for him, our new Pope. We pray for holy vocations to the priesthood and to consecrated life. And we pray for tomorrow's election. And the reason why we can make all these prayers is because we put our trust in Jesus Christ, our good shepherd. Amen.